Sewell and Sal Yong stood on either side of it, their gauze rifles blasting away at unseen targets. Kelly started to crawl. The first of the white fireballs shot out of the trees, curving round to drop on the hovercraft. Lightning flashed down again. A mayope tree toppled over with a sepulchral splintering. It crashed down 10 meters behind her, one of the upper boughs coming down straight on top of her legs. Her armour stiffened, and her bent knees were pushed sharply into the yielding loam.
"Wait!" Kelly begged in a rasp. "For fuck's sake, you shitheads, wait!"
The hovercraft's skirt was fully inflated. Twigs and leaves were thrown out from under the thick, rubbery fabric. Sewell hopped over the gunwale.
"Jesus God, I can't move! Help me!"
Her vision contracted to a tunnel with the hovercraft at the far end.
"Help me!"
Sewell was standing in the middle of the hovercraft. One of his gauze rifles turned towards her. Leaves and small branches rustled and slithered like serpents over her legs. She could feel them coiling round her calves. Then Sewell fired. The explosion sent her cartwheeling over the ground. She slammed into something hard. It grated along the side of her armor suit, moving. Hovercraft! Her hands scrabbled with animal passion against it, and she was being lifted effortlessly into the air. Rationality ended there, and she kicked and flailed against the air.
"No, no, no!"
"Easy there, Kel, I've got you."
Her world spun round as the big mercenary dumped her unceremoniously on the floor of the hovercraft. She gagged, limbs juddering as the neural mnemonics stopped sending out compulsive overrides. After a minute she began to sob, the quivering muscle motions starting deep in her belly and emerging through her mouth.
"You made it,"
Sal Yong said later. How much later, Kelly didn't know. Her mind was furred with tranquilizers, thoughts slow. She tried to sit up and winced at the bands of pain tightening around her ribs. A medical diagram unfolded inside her skull, her body's decay in unwelcome detail.
"The tree,"
she barked hoarsely.
"We got it," Sewell said. "Shit fire, but that was weird.
You were going to leave me."
Panic set her skin crawling. Blue lights flashed silently around the physiological display. More tranquilizers.
"You're going to have to learn to keep up, Kel," Razor said in his normal level tones. "We're on a combat mission. I told you when we started, I can't spare anyone for babysitting duties."
"Yes,"
she flopped back down. "So you did, I'm sorry. I simply didn't realize you were serious, that you would leave a fellow human being behind to face that."
"Hey, you did all right," Sal Yong said. "Lots of people would have screwed up. They had all that shit thrown at them."
"Oh, thanks."
There were mechanical clunks from somewhere behind her as Sewell detached his gauze rifles.
"Let's see about getting that armor off you, Kel. You look like you could do with some field aid."
She felt him touch the suit's seal catch, and then humid, sticky air was sliding over her skin. Her helmet came off, and she blinked dizzily. Sewell was sitting on a bench above her, holding a couple of medical mnemonic packages. Kelly avoided looking at her ribs. The physiological display was bad enough.
"Looks like I'm not the only one," she said, smiling bravely.
His artificial skin was pitted with small, deep, blackened craters where the white fire had struck, including a long score on the side of his glossy head. Blood and fluid dribbled out of the cracks each time he moved.
"Or are you going to say they're just flesh wounds?"
"Nothing critical."
"Oh, crap, I'm drowning in macho culture."
"You can put your gun down now, Kel." The 9mm pistol was still in her hand, fingers solidified round its grip. She gave it a bewildered stare.
"Right, good idea."
He tilted her gently on her right side, then peeled the covering off the mnemonic package. It molded itself to her left side, curving round to cover her from her navel to her spine. The colors of her physiological display changed, reds diluting to amber as it began knitting itself to her wound.
"Where are we going?"
she asked. The hovercraft was moving faster than it had before.
Humidity was making her sweat all over. The smell of vegetation was rank, itching her throat.